Amen.
Well, thank you so much for a lovely welcome here to Le Comfort this morning. It really is a delight to be here. I was sharing with some others when I left home this morning. It was torrential rain. The wind was blowing. And as I came up past Randallstown, the heavens just opened and the sky lightened. And I thought, do you know, the Lord must be in this country. but it is. It's really lovely to be with you all here. And at the very outset, I do just want to thank you for the faithful support of the congregation here at Le Comfort over many, many years for the work of the leprosy mission. Your kindness and your compassion expressed through your ongoing prayer and financial support over many years has made a huge difference to our work here locally, but more importantly, it's made a huge difference to the work that we do throughout the world, particularly in Asia and in Africa, and to the thousands of lives who have been touched as a result of that support. It's only made possible because of people like you, and I do want to thank you for that. Can we have the PowerPoint slides? Are we okay there? Yep, great, wonderful. we were speaking there with the children about remembering things. I wonder, have you ever lost anything? You maybe lost sight of a child in a shopping centre, or you go to pay for something and you pull out your wallet or your purse and maybe your card isn't there and you think, oh, you know, that dropping, sinking feeling, that moment of dread and panic. I wonder how you would feel if you lost everything. We were praying this morning for people in Ukraine, and we see them on our TV screens, people who have lost everything as they've had to flee that awful situation. How would you feel if you lost everything through no fault of your own? What if you lost the love of your family, your job security, your freedom, your independence, all taken from you? You might feel outraged by the injustice of it all. Over time, I know that I would feel hurt, disappointed, alone, and hopeless. Well, this is often the case for those affected by leprosy. They're often the poorest of the poor in communities already. Yet leprosy doesn't care about the little that they have. It goes on to steal whatever is left. Leprosy is like the thief we read in John chapter 10, verse 10, that comes in the night to steal, to kill, and to destroy, robbing those who suffer from this awful disease of their jobs, their marriage prospects, even their basic human rights. It works slowly, almost undetectable at the very start. We were speaking in the children's address there about the early symptoms of leprosy, starting with those light, numb patches on the skin. And over time, it progresses to the shortening of tendons, leaving clawed-like hands and dropped foot. It destroys the nerve endings in the hands, the feet, and the face, leaving those affected with leprosy no ability to feel pain in those areas anymore, the very feeling that protects us by alerting us to danger. If left untreated, wounds and cuts progress to ulcers and infection, and finally to permanent and irreversible and unnecessary disability. But you know, the tragedy of all of this is that it doesn't have to be this way, because leprosy is completely curable. I have with me today the cure to leprosy. This is known as multi-drug therapy. It's a course of three different antibiotics working together. This is the cure to leprosy. It costs us about £6. The drugs are free, but it costs us about £6 to administer the treatment of leprosy per patient. yet unnecessary disability and the huge stigma and discrimination that occurs as a result of leprosy is actually the reality for so many people. Disability, often due to late diagnosis, robbing individuals of their independence and freedom, which further adds to the feelings of hopelessness and isolation. Our new understanding of isolation as a result of COVID-19 may give us a slight insight into the daily life of a person affected by leprosy. You see, over the past 2 years, we all have experienced how a disease can cut us off from our family and our friends and our loved ones. We know the frustration of restrictions and how they can prevent us from doing simple things like going to the shop, meeting with friends for a coffee, or even holding a service like this as we gather all together. But these are feelings and occurrences that those with leprosy experience every day. But unlike each of us who have the joy and opportunity of restrictions being lifted or relaxed, those with leprosy often face a lifetime of loneliness and exclusion, with no hope for the future, with laws in place around our world today that prevent those with leprosy from having certain jobs, marrying certain people, and even their basic right to healthcare. In India, for example, you're not allowed to get on a public train if you have leprosy. Even for something like the vaccine for COVID, those with leprosy have been forgotten about and left behind. Until now, you may not have known that leprosy still exists in our world. Often when I go to places, people say to me, "Leprosy, really? Does that exist today in our world?" But unfortunately, it does, with nearly 250,000 new cases being diagnosed every year. And the experts think it's actually probably 3 or 4 times higher than that, because the very nature of leprosy is that people hide away with it. 10% of these cases are found in children. Every 2 minutes, someone in our world is told that they will have leprosy. 50 children every single day. When I think of my children, when I think of their classmates, and I count up, do you know, that's their classes, every day are finding out that they have leprosy. And that clock of every 2 minutes will keep on ticking if we don't do something about it. Samir, who is pictured on the screen, is a child with big dreams for the future. And leprosy very nearly stole them from him. Like most boys his age, football is his favourite thing to do with his friends. But over time, it was getting more and more difficult for him. Running wasn't easy. Even trying to hold his pen at school was becoming more difficult, as his hands weren't working like they used to. They were starting to claw. Over time, these simple things that he used to love became impossible. Samir, confused and frustrated, began to wonder what was happening to him. And that's when he found out that he had leprosy. Never a good thing to find out that you've got any disease, and particularly leprosy, shocking and terrifying for anyone, particularly a child. He was fortunate to be treated for his leprosy, and he received the vital cure to stop transmission and to stop leprosy in its tracks. He was then referred to one of our leprosy mission hospitals in India, where he received life-changing treatment for his feet and his hands. And soon he will be able to walk and to run and to have full function of those limbs again. He should be able to play football again with his friends, because together our support is bringing his dreams out of the shadows and helping to restore his life. As amazing as it was for Samir to be found and cured, leprosy still stole precious time from his childhood, where he couldn't do the things that he loved. It snatched days and weeks and months of his education so he could receive the treatment. His joy and hope-filled childhood days were replaced with worry and fear for him and his family. Leprosy could have stolen so much more, and even his future potential, if he hadn't been found and diagnosed as quickly as he was. There are many who do not. And unfortunately, the impact of COVID over the past 2 years has meant that many people have not been found in the time that they need to be found. And those with leprosy still remain in the shadows. No one should have to experience the fear and isolation that leprosy brings. No child should have to experience that. And with your help, your prayers and support, no child will. And how can we do that? By showing the same relentless love, care, and compassion that the shepherd showed in our parable that was read for us today. This reflects the heart of our Heavenly Father. I'm sure you'll know the well-known parable of the lost sheep. The shepherd goes seeking for the one. He saw value in the individual, and he did not stop until that sheep was found. The passage is so short, and we can quickly get caught up in it and swept away in the process of seek and find, return home, rejoice. But let's slow it down a little bit and pause for a second and think about the journey of the shepherd. We have no idea how far the sheep would have wandered, but I imagine it was actually quite far. I imagine the shepherd, driven by love and compassion, could have scaled rugged terrain, threats from wild animals, drastic weather to contend with. But he was determined to go and find that one who was lost until they were found. It was so important to him. Great, fantastic, the sheep is found, the job is done, and the story is over. But have you ever thought about the journey back? As you see on the screen, many artists and illustrators picture this shepherd picking up the sheep, hoisting it onto his shoulders, and carrying it the entire journey back home. That journey must have been difficult, tackling the same challenges that he encountered on the way, only with this time so much extra weight to carry. Was it easy to journey back with the sheep? No, of course not. But was it worth it? Of course it was. Because we can see that in the rejoicing and the celebrating that happens at the end of the parable. The shepherd would have done anything to find it and bring it home. How deep the Father's love for each of us who feel lost. How deep the Father's love for each person affected by leprosy in our world today. Those affected by leprosy often feel lost, rejected, forgotten. They feel the loss of inclusion in their communities, their families, the loss of future potential, often the loss of dignity, their identity, even their value as a human being is stripped away by the stigma that is so often associated with this cruel disease. The heart of the shepherd is the same heart that compels us in the leprosy mission, to seek out and to find every person affected by leprosy, no matter the challenges. Like the shepherd, we will keep seeking out the lost, the lonely, and the vulnerable. Samir was worth it, is worth it as we choose to journey with him and his family, step by step, side by side, through diagnosis, through healing, through inclusion and restoration. Sudarani is also worth it, and we're going to hear a little of her story now in a very short video.
My name is Sudarani. I'm 60 years old. I'm married with 3 children and we live in Nilpamari district in Bangladesh. It's hard to make a living here and we struggle. We keep ducks, goats and hens, and sometimes we can get day work laboring in the fields. I was diagnosed with leprosy 6 years ago after I found old patches on my skin which were numb when I touched them. When I heard the word leprosy from the doctor, I was terrified. I felt empty. I have seen what happens to people affected by leprosy here. There is immense suffering. People turn against you. That is the most painful thing.
When my grandmother is sick, it makes me feel so sad. I can't eat or sleep. I just want her to get well soon.
I was very worried about how I would recover. I can't even afford to buy enough food, so there was certainly no money to buy medicine or pay for treatment. I was also concerned for my children and grandchildren. I worry about them a lot. My treatment would not have been possible without the leprosy mission, so I pray for them and thank God for their support. They save lives. Their hospital helps a lot of people. Sometimes I still feel frightened that I've had leprosy, but I have hope. I can go back to the hospital and have treatment. I think a lot about my children and grandchildren. I have suffered from this disease. I do not want them to suffer like I have.
I want to become a doctor so I can treat my grandmother and help other people like her too.
I want to live the rest of my life well and for my children and grandchildren to thrive. I want a leprosy-free life for everyone.
The word leprosy filled me with dread. I felt empty and I was scared about what would happen to me. Can you imagine what that must have felt like for Sudhirani? But then can you imagine her delight when she was welcomed by her family after they heard that she was cured? In her own words, "My family love me. Their acceptance and understanding of leprosy has helped me to recover." If only this was the story for everyone affected by leprosy, what a beautiful world that would be. As a mother myself, but also I'm sure all of you can identify with it today, you want the best for others. Just like Sudhirani wants the best for her family. You understand her heart when she says, "I love my grandchildren. I don't want them to suffer like me. I want to live the rest of my life well and for my children and grandchildren to thrive." Who wouldn't want that? Sudhirani and her grandson Arnab love each other dearly and they often sit together chatting about their hopes and dreams for the future. Arnab, like Samir, has big dreams for the future. You heard them on the video. He wants to be a doctor. Wouldn't it be amazing if one day Arnab's dreams came true? If Samir's life was fully restored? That they would no longer bear the scars and stigma of leprosy? The Leprosy Mission have an ambitious goal of zero leprosy transmission by 2035. That's 13 years away. And we need your help to make it a reality. Can you believe that for every patient who's been treated with multi-drug therapy, there's estimated to be 19 more who still need to be found and cured? That clock is still ticking. The fight is certainly not over. One of the hardest roads to travel is going through pain without family and friends, isolated and alone. In the Leprosy Mission, we choose to journey like the shepherd with those who are suffering, with the least of the least, with the poorest of the poor. We choose to walk side by side with them to help restore what has been lost, to replace fear with healing, acceptance and hope. And your support and your kindness and compassion today enables that to happen. It enables community awareness programs and training for health workers. It enables life-changing reconstructive surgery and ongoing physio support for people like Samir. It ensures that there's a hospital bed available and doctors and nurses on the front line available for ongoing treatment and support. Your love reaches out and brings restoration through things like skills training and livelihood opportunities. All of these things are essential in that journey to restoration, Samir's journey and others like him. We can put a cost on things, as you see on the screen, but we cannot put a cost beside the worries, fears, and upheaval that many families affected by leprosy encounter on this journey. By knowing that you are there, walking side by side with them, that helps to lighten the load. Your kindness, linked with others like you, creates a chain of support that reaches from here in Lekumfer all the way to villages in India or even Nigeria. It helps carry some of the weight in the journey. So today I'm asking you, I'm thanking you for being part of this journey, and I'm asking you to continue on in your journey in walking side by side with those affected by leprosy. When we encounter and when we reach that goal of a world without leprosy, it'll be amazing to say that we were part of it. And your prayers and giving make all the difference to enable that to happen. There is one thing that I would like you to consider today in response to what you've heard, and I hope you don't mind me asking so directly, but we do actually really need your help, and that is to consider to becoming a regular supporter of the Leprosy Mission. Something as little as £6 a month could enable 3 people over the course of a year, just like Samir or Sudarani, to be found and cured of leprosy. When I think of £6 a month, I think I couldn't buy a coffee or a tray bake for that in a coffee shop. But actually, £6 a month that brings healing and the cure and inclusion and restoration for people like Samir and Sudarani is worth it. Jesus cured leprosy in his lifetime, and we believe that we're called to end it in ours. That ticking clock that we mentioned has been going throughout this service. From the time I began, that's roughly another 10 people have been diagnosed with leprosy in our world today. I'm encouraging you to pray for us and to partner with us in this journey. Thank you for the opportunity to be here with you today. As you leave this morning, there is some literature. I would encourage you to take it with you and particularly draw your attention to this little leaflet that talks about Samir and his story, and there are ways to respond on that leaflet as well. And also just to encourage you to pick up one of these little prayer bookmarks. We have a huge goal of seeing the end of leprosy, zero transmission by 2035, but I know that we have a big God who makes the impossible possible, and I would encourage you to join with us in prayer. So please take one of these away with you today, stick it in your Bible, on your fridge at home, on a magnet, whatever works for you, and when you see it, remember people affected by leprosy and pray for them. We're going to sing our final song now, Facing a Task Unfinished.